Hello and welcome to the Red Rock Fantasy Basketball Podcast, brought to you by Side League. Use the promo code REDROCK. Get yourself a free deposit bonus. My name is Josh Lloyd, and you can find me on Twitter at REDROCK underscore B-ball, on Instagram at that same name, REDROCK underscore B-ball, Facebook.com/REDROCKBasketball, and the email address is REDROCKFantasyBasketball@gmail.com. Well, everything seems to be falling into place again for the one seeds, and everything falling into place, but following the script. A tight Eastern Conference game, a blowout Western Conference game. I can't think of the last good Western Conference game we've had was Game 7 Spurs-Clippers. This second round has been abysmal. It's just been blowout after blowout after blowout, and the fact that the Warriors were so far up on the Grizzlies today and Steph Curry played so little, it actually cost me a lot of money on Side League, actually. I think he needed 5 more points than I would have collected in every tournament that I entered it. So, but unfortunately he didn't, because he only played 33 minutes. He set out a big chunk of the last quarter because the game was just completely out of reach. And that's just the way that the series have gone, all series, one way or the other. The Warriors getting the big win, the Grizzlies getting the big win, the Clippers, the Rockets, either way, it's just been, there hasn't been a close game, whereas pretty much every Eastern Conference game feels like it's a buzzer beater. We saw today Al Horford get the win for the Hawks over the Wizards with that last second layup. Every sort of game. Now, the games might not be great. 81-82 is not a great game. It wasn't a very good game. They weren't shooting the ball particularly well. But a close game is always more enjoyable than a game that's over halfway through the third quarter, which is what we had in the Grizzlies-Warriors encounter. But we're looking at daily fantasy, and let's see what sort of value we had for some of these guys. Al Horford, a great game. Not only did he get the game winner, 23-11, 5 blocks, gave us 49 daily fantasy points. He continues to be the best of those bigger priced Hawks guys. Paul Millsap, on the other hand, was struggling. 14-7 only for him in 37 minutes. That only gives you 21 points. He hasn't been someone to really use in these daily fantasy salary games. He just hasn't been providing much at all. Horford at $1,000 less has been the guy to give us much more value. Mike Muscala was a nice $2,000 option today. He had 8 points and 3 rebounds for only $2,000. It's hard to rely upon that, but it was a good outing from him. And Kent Bazemore continues to give us just a little bit at $2,000. Just a little bit. Didn't score, but 5 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks. That gave him 12 points. And at $2,000, that's okay. That's pretty much what you need. Damari Carroll bounced back after a couple of poor games. He double-doubled, 10-10, 4 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. A nice defensive game for him, and he gave you some nice value. And Dennis Schroeder at only $4,000, he was someone who that I was thinking was going to be a pretty decent value play. It turned out okay. You only have to pay $4,000 for him. And on the surface, it doesn't look great. 6 points, but 5 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal. Gives him over 20 points, and that's okay at that sort of price point. Kyle Korver struggled, and he's been really struggling throughout the playoffs. Only averaging 20 points a game, that's not enough. He had 3 here, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 6 steals is actually sort of salvaged him somewhat, but it still wasn't enough at his price of over $6,000, and I'm going to be continuing to avoid Kyle Korver. And Jeff Teague, after a couple of really big games, struggled as well. 14-1-5. No steals, no blocks. Only played the 31 minutes. Schroeder got a lot of the playing time towards the end of the game. And that makes Teague is priced okay at $6,900. Not a completely terrible price. But the fact that they've got Schroeder there, so when Teague's having an off night, he can get sat down. It makes it a little bit difficult to rely upon him all that much. And we saw that today. For the Wizards, John Wall was back. He was back in the starting lineup, so that put pay to any way we could use Will Bynum at $2,000, because Will Bynum didn't see the court. Ramon Sessions went back to that backup role, which we obviously knew he would when Wall would come back. Now, Wall was okay, but you weren't going to spend the $10,000 on him. 15-4-7, 4 steals and 2 blocks, 6 turnovers. He's calling himself a game-time decision for Game 6. He said he got hit in the hand quite a lot, and it was quite sore. I would imagine an elimination game, unless the pain is just too unbearable. We'll see John Wall out there for Game 6, but I'm pretty sure that at $10,000, he's not going to be a great option to use in a daily fantasy lineup. Nene, at his really, really cheap price, $3,800, had a nice game here. Just 9 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 steals. At less than $4,000, that's a pretty decent return, 22 points. And he's giving you about that 20 a game, which is not too bad. Bradley Beal continues to be probably the best player for the Wizards. 23-7, 4 assists, a steal, 3 blocks. He's doing everything. The return of John Wall didn't hamper his output. He's only 7,700. I could see him going up to 8,000 for Game 6. But even with the way he's going, he is just doing everything at this stage and putting up really, really big numbers. And he's someone you almost the first guy you want to plug into a cash game lineup. He's just that consistent. He's averaging 41 points a game throughout the playoffs. Paul Pierce was okay. 11-4, 2 assists, 2 steals. Not a bad night for him. And Gortat, he's just struggling to get it. After a couple of big games, he's struggled the last few. 14-8 here, 2 steals and 4 assists. But that's not enough when you're priced at over $7,000 like he is. I mentioned Otto Porter, how I was massive on him for most of the playoffs, but the price over $5,000 is making it hard to use him, and we saw that again today. 9 points, 10 rebounds, 1 steal is okay, and he still played 33 minutes, but at over $5,000, that's just not enough, so that means we should be steering clear of him until he comes back to the sort of the mid-fours. I would say that's more of the range where you'd want to use Otto Porter. I mentioned Ramon Sessions back to the bench, 0 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, and that $5,900 price tag just seems ludicrous now. On to the Warriors and Memphis. Well, we did have a big David Lee game from a daily fantasy point of view anyway. He got 17 minutes. This is with Maurice Spates out. He gave us 17.9 fantasy points. That's great at only 2,000. 6-7, a steal, an assist. Those numbers don't sound that exciting, but if he gives you 18 points, which he did today, at $2,000, it's a huge win. Sean Livingston at $2,000 as well. 6-3-3 and a steal. Big win as well. Now, Livingston got 22 minutes because the game was a blowout. I don't think we can rely on him to have that big of a role going forward, but Lee, with Maurice Spates out, he's going to stay at 2,000. He's definitely worth putting into a tournament because he can have these games where he gives you 18 points back or 20 points back, and it really gives you a nice foundation to build those lineups. And Andre Iguodala, another cheap option who had a decent game. He scored 16 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists, which translated to 23 daily fantasy points. A nice night for him. Klay Thompson, he still played 39 minutes in the blowout. 21-4-5, but it's not enough at his price. At over 7,000, to get 31 fantasy points, it's not enough. He's only averaging 27.7. It's hard for me to recommend using him all that often. And Steph Curry, I mentioned, he only played the 33 minutes. 18-7-5 with 6 steals. That's a big, big line, and you would have loved for him to play 4 or 5 more minutes. At 10,000, he didn't quite give you the best return on that sort of investment, but again, a lot of it is to do with the blowout and the fact that he didn't play enough minutes. Harrison Barnes, 14 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist. Not a great night for him, but he's still a really decent option at 4,300. Draymond Green struggled. 7 points, 5 rebounds. 9 assists and a steal is good. But when you're paying $8,000, you want him to deliver more than 27 fantasy points, which is all he gave you in this game. Not much else to talk about from a Golden State point of view. Memphis, Tony Allen didn't play, which we thought he wouldn't. So that meant that Vince Carter was going to get more minutes, and he did. He played 20 minutes, and at 2,300, he was also a great option. 8 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. Allen said he's going to be back for Game 6, so that might limit Vince Carter's role. But we need to keep looking at Carter at that price tag, because either Allen doesn't play, he's hampered by the injury, or he's hampered by the way the Warriors match up on him, and Carter will get extended minutes. We've seen that in the last two games. Jeff Green got the start in place of Tony Allen. He didn't really do anything. 10-4. It's very hard to recommend using him. Same with Zach Randolph, who's been up and down. Not a good night for him here. 13-10, still a double-double, but not much else. And like Klay Thompson, you're spending $7,000 for him, and you're not really getting much or a consistent return on investment. Marc Gasol was great, though. 18-12, 6 assists, a steal, a block. A very, very thorough line for him. He led the Grizzlies. He almost gave you 44 fantasy points at 8,700. You'll take that. And Mike Conley, 13-5 and 5 assists with 3 steals. It's not a fantastic line, but you're not spending anything for him. 5,800, it's so cheap. He only gave, it's 24 points, and that's what he's been averaging. We're just waiting for the night where he can give you a 30 at that sub 6,000 price. He gives you a 30 or a 35. And I do feel that it is going to come soon. So I really like Mike Conley continuing for tournament lineups, because I think there's going to be a big game coming up. Courtney Lee struggled for the second game in a row, which is maybe not surprising because he did struggle for most of the season, but he had been great throughout the playoffs until we got to these last couple of games. But again, a guy priced less than 4,000, he can have some pretty decent games. So not a complete let's steer clear of Courtney Lee from now on. Let's move on to the games that are coming up tomorrow. which is, what day is tomorrow? It's Thursday. I always get confused on my days. Thursday, we've got the Cavs and the Bulls game six, the Rockets and the Clippers game six. It's do or die for the Bulls. It's do or die for the Rockets. They need to win this, obviously, to stay alive. The Cavs are traveling to Chicago. The Bulls are actually favored by two. We've got a total of 192. Now, Derrick Rose is going to play, even though he's got that sore shoulder. And Pau Gasol has said he is going to play, but he probably won't play his full complement of minutes. That makes it a little bit, like, you might find a little bit tricky. You might find some more information out before lineups lock after you've heard this podcast about whether he is going to play and what the exact minute load's going to be. It's going to make it hard to use him, hard to use Noah, hard to use Gibson, hard to use Mirotic in that sort of situation. Derrick Rose at 8,500. The price has gone up slightly. I still think it's good value. He's averaging almost 42 a game. If he gives you another 42 at that price, I think you should be reasonably happy with that. Jimmy Butler has dropped considerably, down to 7,900. I'd be all over Jimmy Butler at that price. I think that's a great price for him. He's averaging 38 points, and he can easily give you a 40 or a 42. I think that's great for him. LeBron's gone up $100 to 11,700. I would still be using him. He's averaging 57 throughout the playoffs. That's a big number. 11,700 is also a big number. And if you want to go stars and scrubs, although there's not as many sort of scrub cheap options available at the moment with Mirotic, probably not someone you want to use. It might be hard to use LeBron, but if you want to go for the big name guy, LeBron is the guy to go for at that price. Iman Shumpert, 4,800. He's a better option than J.R. Smith, even though they're both the same salary now. Shumpert has been outplaying him. As I said, I'd be avoiding Gibson, Noah, and Mirotic. And Kyrie Irving at 8,400. His price has dropped below Derrick Rose. He's also averaging almost 12 points a game less than him. Now, he was pretty good in game five. We'd imagine him to be better again here. I just don't know if I'm going to go with Kyrie at 8,400. It is tempting. It's definitely tempting to look at him at that price because it has dropped significantly and he did look a bit better in game five, but I'm still a little cautious that he's still having problems with his foot and with his knee. So that makes us a little bit more cautious. The cheap options, there's no one here that really stands out as being someone great. Look, Mirotic is there, but if Gasol's back, Noah and Gibson are going to be ahead of him. It's only for a tournament that you'd use Mirotic. You would definitely be avoiding him in a cash game, even though he's still priced at $2,000. Matthew Dellavedova is up to 3,400. I don't think we want anything to do with him at that price. And there's Kendrick Perkins and James Jones at 2,000. And yeah, we don't want much to do with them. Tristan Thompson at 5,400 is mildly intriguing, but probably only for tournaments. I'm not relying on him for cash games. He's only averaging 23 points a game. Look, he could easily get you a double-double, and we've seen that he is more likely to get the big minutes over Mozgov, but there'll be the night where he doesn't. Does it happen in Game 6? Who knows? I'd be avoiding Mozgov, and I'm avoiding Thompson in majority of formats. Mike Dunleavy remains a solid option at 4,500 on the wing. He can have some decent nights, and he's been relatively solid, so I'm not against using Mike Dunleavy at that relatively cheap price. The second game, the Clippers and the Rockets, back in Los Angeles for the Clippers to try and close out. The Clippers are favored by 8, massive over-under, 220. All indications point to this game being unwatchable due to the fouls and free throws, and most likely, given the nature of this series, it's going to be a blowout, but we can still hopefully get some daily fantasy value out of it. Blake Griffin's at 11,400, so his salary has come down a little bit. Don't know if I want to use him at that price. I'm definitely spending the extra 300 for LeBron if I'm going for a big-name player. Dwight Howard at 9,000 is still an okay option. Look, Blake's still a great option, don't get me wrong. He could easily drop a 50-point game, but at that price, you want him to go 55, 57, that sort of range, LeBron sort of territory, and he can do it, no problem, but he has been a little bit quiet in the last few games. Terrence Jones demoted to the bench, but his salary somehow rose. Don't know why. We're steering clear of him. Chris Paul had big minutes in game five. He's still priced at 9,500. That's expensive, but I don't hate it. He's averaging 40.8, even with some limited performances in there. So I'm back on considering using Chris Paul. I'd actually prefer to take Derrick Rose at $1,000 less than Chris Paul, but Paul is not completely off the table now. James Harden, less than 10,000 again. He's going to want to put in another big performance. I'm happy with using him at less than 10,000. And Trevor Ariza at 6,300 has been relatively solid at that price of late, averaging 31.7 throughout the playoffs, which is a pretty good return. DeAndre Jordan, at 8,300. No, I would rather have Dwight at $700 more. It's just, who knows what they do with DeAndre. Do they take him out? Do they play him through? He's averaging 39 a game, which is okay, but it's not spectacular. He can have some big nights. I'm not convinced. Josh Smith at less than 6,000. It's still too high for me. I don't think I want much to do with him. Same with Jamal Crawford at 5,500. There's no chance. And JJ Redick at 5,000. He's just too streaky. You can use him in tournaments, but cash games, no thanks. If you're looking for a cheap $2,000 guy, Clint Capela, I don't mind. He has had some sort of biggish games, and at 2,000, if you're just looking to fill in someone really cheap into your lineup, Capela is someone you can definitely consider. Another cheap option, Jason Terry is still around that $3,000 mark, 3,300, and he's been really impressive the last couple of games, putting up some really big numbers, and big numbers for him. I think that's the best way to put it, putting up big numbers for him. At 19.4 in his last five, at 3,300, that's okay. That's pretty good value. And we know he can go and put a 20 or a 22 by getting hot and hitting some shots. So Jason Terry, not someone to completely shy away from. All right, that's it. That's it, guys. Hope you guys enjoy Game 6. We might see some of these series over. Daily Fantasy is definitely winding down for the rest of this season. Again, after Round 2, there won't be much. I don't even know what FanDuel and DraftKings will do after Round 2. I doubt they'll run in tournaments. We'll have to check into that. But it's definitely winding down at this point. Make sure you're helping support the podcast on social media and any media, anything like that. It's always great to get your guys' assistance. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. See ya.